Authorities are looking into whether human smuggling is involved after 13 people died in a collision near the U.S.-Mexico border. Workers in Winter Haven, California, are repairing a hole in the border wall where it's suspected that an SUV involved with a deadly accident in El Centro drove through. The Border Patrol's El Centro sector chief told the AP that surveillance video showed a Ford Expedition and a Chevrolet Suburban drive through the opening on Tuesday. 19 people escaped the Suburban after it caught on fire after entering the U.S., but were taken into custody by Border Patrol agents. The overloaded Expedition, packed with 25 people, continued on and a tractor trailer struck it a short time later.
We have been able to identify 10 people of Mexican origin who were deceased in the accident.
Mariel Beltran is with the Consulate of Mexico.
Some of the families are in Mexico. Some of them are in the United States.
Chief Omar Watson with the California Highway Patrol said the SUV had only front seats. The middle and back seats had been removed.
There are numerous people that were ejected onto the roadway as a result of this collision.
The people in the vehicle ranged from 15 to 53 years of age. I'm Jennifer King.